USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, after comedian Roseanne Barr targets her with a racist tweet that Barr has since apologized for several times. Valerie Jarrett saying on MSNBC,
I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Barr's original tweet about Jarrett gets her show canceled by ABC. In recent hours, Barr has issued a number of apologetic tweets, including to those who were working on her show, who are now left without jobs. Barr also claims her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in that racist tweet she sent about Jarrett. Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is stepping down amid questions about an extramarital affair he's admitted to, as well as campaign fundraising questions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
As the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo prepares to sit down and make final summit preparations with a top North Korean official, the U.S. intelligence community reportedly believes that the North doesn't really want to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says a more realistic outcome of the diplomacy would be that the North will scale down its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. President Trump in campaign mode at a rally in Nashville last evening, not only praising his administration's work on things like border security, health care, and tax reform, but calling on Republican voters to make sure they turn out in November.
If you want your communities to be safe, if you want your schools to be safe, if you want your country to be safe, then you must go out and get the Democrats that are out of office.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hawaii wants the world to know that the Kilauea volcano is only threatening a small portion of the state. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii's governor says even on the big island where the volcano is located, less than 1% of the land has been impacted by the eruptions. But Governor David Ige says the state's losing out on tens of millions of dollars in tourist spending because images of the fiery destruction have been beamed around the world, scaring off potential visitors. He says every effort's being made to be transparent about the dangers that do exist, but that there are several other islands totally unaffected by the lava and toxic gas. Islands, he says, have beautiful beaches and scenery that are completely unaffected by Kilauea's eruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. State Department has just released the latest report on international religious freedom. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The International Religious Freedom Report reviews conditions in 200 countries and territories around the world. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also announced the dates for a first-ever ministerial meeting to advance religious freedoms.
I am pleased to announce that the United States will host the first-ever ministerial to advance religious freedom at the Department of State on July 25th and 26th of this year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.